Hello, everyone, and welcome to Six Figure Souls Doing Good and Making Money, the weekly podcast highlighting entrepreneurs that have followed their passion and made a successful business out of it. They are doing good and making money, big part of the business. I am your host, Camille Miller. I am a business and growth mentor. And today we are doing a very special season where I'm highlighting the members from the Natural Life Business Partnership and some of their entrepreneurial journeys. Today we have with us David Stratansky. He is a cellular health strategist out of Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, David. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you, Camille. Thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. Now, I know we've known each other for a while, a couple years. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, about 5.5 years.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy. This time is like, woo-hoo. I know a little bit about your journey, but I want to share with our audience how you ended up being a cellular health strategist, because you were a former engineer.
I was.
Do you want to walk us through that a little bit?
I went to school for electrical engineering. I was always that analytical left brain type person. And got out of school and got a great job working for AT&T and the phone companies, managing their intranet before there was an internet. So you think back to the time when we were making long distance phone calls and getting billed for that, that information had to flow back and forth between AT&T and the local companies. And my job was to support those networks and do whatever I could, in some cases to test them and break them to try to make them more resilient, but also to support them when there were problems in the network. And I moved from those types of products slowly more into the internet as we went from the dial-up to the Wi-Fi, where we can do the things that we do today. There was a build-out period there, and I worked for a number of different companies building products that were faster, more efficient, more cost effective to get more and more people onto the internet. And I enjoyed that work very much. It was very challenging, very rewarding, always had that left brain in me. But at age 40, I decided I wanted to do something more important. And about 10 years before, I had made a radical change in my own health due to some challenges that I had ever since I was a teenager. The short story of it is I hurt my back wrestling in high school, which led to it kind of healing and having me twisted so that whenever I tried to do anything and I loved to be active, I would always be in pain. I'd be in discomfort for a couple of days. It led to muscle relaxants and painkillers and then digestive problems and medications for that. And then a skin condition and some really nasty medications for that I couldn't even take. Just completely affected my system. And so I spent most of my 20s dealing with all that, just the uncertainty of a digestive system, the complexion issues, and just really being on edge about my health. And luckily, when I was 31 years old, a friend of mine shared some very simple information with me about health. And he said, I'm looking at this program, and this program suggests that there are certain foods that are inflammatory to some people. And I said, well, that sounds like me. I'd like to take a look at this. And so I did. And just out of instinct, I just decided I was going to delete a number of things out of my diet. I was going to try this. I had tried everything else. I'd been medicated for 15 years. I was done. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired and frustrated. And I wasn't really living my life. I was missing a bit of my 20s because of these challenges. Mm-hmm. And radically changed my diet overnight. Within a few days, started to feel just that little bit better, like my system was calming down. And within a few weeks, I was off all the medications, and it turned me into a student of everything I could find related to alternative health, anything you couldn't hear from a doctor, because I had given them my 15 years and I was kind of done with that. And I just wanted to know everything. And it led me to every modality you can think of, energy medicine, emotional, effects on our health and so forth. And so my left brain engineer flipped to the other side and wanted to know everything, not only just what can we do physically for our health, but what are the other things we can do that can affect our environment, both emotionally, mentally, energetically, everything. And it, like I said, it just turned me into a student. And I still joke, but if you couldn't find me back then, I was either at work, I was at home learning, or I was at the health and wellness section in the Barnes and Noble, because their bookshelf became my bookshelf.
Yeah.
And I've since donated most of those books, but I just became a sponge. I wanted to know everything I could. And so at age 40, 10 years into doing that, I want to do something more important. I love my work on the internet and technology, and I still do. I love all the technology that I get to use today, but I wanted to do something more important. I wanted to have some more impact. And so I left my job at age 40, not really knowing what I was going to do. I was just going to figure it out because I knew I couldn't stay where I was. And the first thing I did was I learned a posture therapy program that fixed me. There was a program that I found called the Egoscue Method. It helped fix my posture to the point where I could move and not be in discomfort or feel like I was, going to have a challenge. So I wanted to learn that. How did they fix me when nobody else could? No other PT could, chiropractors couldn't, nobody could help me. So that was the first thing. And then directly after that, I wanted to learn how to teach something called qi running, which is the application of martial arts to movement, either running or walking. And so if you think simple concepts like alignment, relaxation, balance, move with external forces, move from your center, to mindful activity, so you match your breath to your cadence and all these things that you could do to be really efficient. And I learned this just before leaving my job, and my injuries melted away from running, and just wanted to teach that and set out to become an instructor, was certified to do that, and actually taught that for 14 years all over the the tri-state area. I would go anywhere to really be sort of an evangelist for the idea of mindful movement and what are the principles that can help you stay efficient as well as injury free for the rest of your life. Because I lost my mobility, and I found it back, and I wanted to find a way to share that. So that's really how I got started into alternative health formally, as a second career, or really as a passion. I really didn't never really thought it was work because it just fueled me all the time.
Yeah. Do you still do that instruction?
I don't, not officially, no.
Okay.
Occasionally I have some clients that have, they reach back to me at times, but I'm not formally promoting that type of work.
Yeah.
Although it almost always comes up in my current work in cellular health, because if I'm promoting cellular health principles, I really have to ask the person, well, how much are you moving every day? Or how do you sit at your desk? Do you sit at your desk nice and tall, or do you sit in kind of a collapsed position?
Right.
All of that affects, numerous things, not only in our physical health, like does our back hurt or do our hips hurt, but it also affects our health, because those things apply to how does the energy move through your body,
mm-hmm.
or how likely are you to get up and move through your day? So, no, I don't teach it anymore. It was a very difficult decision to let that certification go. But I knew at the time, which was about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right in the middle of COVID, that it was the right thing to do. A lot of us had to try to come online and try to teach that sort of thing. And I just didn't feel like I could do that. My sessions with people were so interactive, and I just didn't feel like that was possible. And at the same time, I was becoming more and more convicted and wanted to spend more and more of my time focusing on this area of cellular health, because I found some resources that really helped me and people around me. And that became, I guess, a secondary or a third passion in this space of alternative health, to get an important message out to others that probably would not hear about this otherwise.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the cellular health side. And I can already hear that your logical mind is just absorbing the science of everything.
Yes, yes, it is. And in some cases, that is very helpful. If I'm talking to a physician or someone who really wants to know the details, someone who has a sort of same personality as me, I can speak on that level. But in reality, most people want to know, is this something that can help them or someone they know or love, including a pet? And number two, is it safe? Is it going to hurt me, or is it something that's completely natural and may help, usually will, but it's not going to hurt me. And so, so my left brain does kick in a lot, but I try very much to keep it simple. We use a lot of online resources to tell the story of what this is and how it helps people.
Yeah.
And then we leave the details to specific conversations. Essentially what the work is we're educating people on both the health and the business benefits of a new category of cellular health called redox, REDOX.
Okay.
Which in a sentence is how all cells signal healthy function. So most people think in terms of, physical health and what we can do for that in terms of supplementation, they think about nutritional building blocks, but they don't really think about what's the messaging or the signaling that's needed to put all that into practice, into work. And so if your cells can't signal clearly, you know, little else matters, really, frankly. And so I came across a natural biotech developed by a company in 2010 that has developed some resources that allow us to replenish and balance this thing called redox. And there's lots of research about not only the biotech, but also redox in general from a scientific perspective. And we see benefits across health issues, athletic performance and recovery, which is how I first learned about it, as well as things like discomfort, aging issues, and even skin challenges, skin repair. I had a lot of scarring on my skin from when I was a teenager and in my 20s. And using these resources over the years has, you know, almost completely cleared up any sign of that. Most people would say, really? You would never know that I had those particular challenges. And it's a very simple, elegant way to help the body do what it's designed to do. Essentially, with either stress or age, the signaling is diminished in our body to some degree. And this is like turning the volume up or turning the dimmer switch up in our body to shine a light on what's working and what's not. So some pretty amazing programming can go to work. But if your cells can't signal, little else matters, really, when you come down to it. And my first experience with it was through athletics. As a person who was injured.
Through the previous, from when you were teaching the...
From when I was teaching the running, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as I was teaching that, I started to become very efficient and had no fear of becoming injured. And I started to run longer and longer distances. And I started to find these things called ultra marathons, which is a running event, which is longer than a marathon. And usually it's 31 miles or 50 miles or beyond, depending upon how involved you want to get into it. And I started to run these events to test my ability to run efficiently according to these principles. And at the same time, I was testing my own personal alternative health strategy so that I could figure out what was working for me and what wasn't. Because when you're running a 50-mile ultra marathon, there's nowhere to hide. You know, you'll know pretty quick as to what's working and what's not, whether it's nutritional or there's some type of supplement or, you know, anything that you might do. It highlights things very quickly. Let's just say that. Okay. I've been on the course a few times going, well, yeah, this is not working. We need to adjust for the next event. And so I was introduced to this 2010, this biotech in 2010, and it was about 10 days before I was scheduled to go run 50 miles. Now, as an athlete, you don't change anything 10 days before you run a big event. You just don't do it.
Yeah.
But what my friend said to me on a group run, he made sense to me a couple sentences and said, well, that's not going to hurt me. And it may certainly help me. And then he said, would you like to try it? And I said, oh, I was kind of hesitant, but I trusted it. My intuition said, try it. So it's a liquid. You drink a couple ounces a day and took the technology for 10 days, go to my event 10 days later. And I ended up reducing my time on the event by 43 minutes over 50 miles. That's almost a minute per mile.
Wow.
And I recovered very, very quickly. It was very evident to me because I had been on that same course the 2 years before. Mm-hmm. So this is my third time on the course.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember mile 42, mile 46, I was running a little freer than I remember in the years past. I was always, you know, at that point, you start to tighten up a little bit.
Of course.
And so I get home after the event, I'm going, well, I know this was the reason for this. So why was the reason for this? And it just so happens they had some research out right around that time that suggested that when you utilize this technology, it has a lot of benefits. But one specific thing for athletics is that it mobilizes free fatty acids into your bloodstream, which is a preferred fuel source for endurance athletes.
Wow.
And they found that mice run like 30% farther to exhaustion using this.
Okay.
And they burn less sugar and they burn more fat, which means less lactic acid, which means less tightening later in a race. So I put those two pieces together, said, okay. And then I started looking at it even more and I said, well, I realize this is going to help me with my running, but this is a health technology. This can help people with a lot of health issues because a lot of health issues have to do with immune system challenges where the immune system's confused, or it has to do with high oxidative stress. And this technology can help signal a healthy inflammatory condition. It can help immune system health, all these different things that they were finding out. And so I started sharing with people around me, particularly my family and some close friends, and they started having their benefits. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. I was still coaching full time. I really love that work. But over time, I heard more and more stories where I started to realize that I could help more and more people by engaging in making sure that this biotech got out to as many people as possible.
Right.
And so over time, it became my purpose to, to help this company get this message out. And the company started out as a pre-pharma biotech who thought that they would improve this technology to the point where it was a product or resource that you could send to people and then try to sell it to a pharmaceutical company to bring it to market.
Right.
But they realized through that mechanism that it might be a big challenge to actually get this to market through that avenue, because there's other influences in that market, and there's also a thing called FDA approval, which sometimes has a company looking in one direction, which will take years and millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to get something approved, whereas this was something completely natural, couldn't hurt anybody. And so the founders decided to reject a very big buyout offer for this technology from a pharmaceutical company, and they decided to bring it to market themselves. And they knew they couldn't put it on a shelf because it needed education. What is this thing called Redox? And they couldn't go pharmaceutical. So then they realized the only way to bring it to market was through people. My friend shared it with me. I've shared it with many, many, many people over the years. And it's grown around the world. It's now in 33 countries and is continuing to grow even through all the challenges within the world in the last few years. We continue to grow because it has some very simple, elegant solutions to help people help their bodies do what it's designed to do.
Yeah. And it's not really a supplement, or do you consider it a supplement?
Yeah, it's called a supplement. They call it something because there's really nothing else to call it, but it's called a redox supplement. And it's a great question because sometimes people get confused because people think of supplements and they think of nutritional supplements.
Yes.
But there's really no nutrition in this. It's a signaling effect on the body. It's the ability to replenish the signaling. And so the fact that it's not nutrition is very it's very specific. And it's also the case that, this can do things for the body that nothing else can do because nothing else contains what this contains. There's no other company that has a redox supplement on the market, and certainly nothing close to this in this area. And so it's a great question because oftentimes people think, oh, I've tried all the supplements. I've already, I must have seen that or something. But it's very different. And it's very complementary to all that nutrition. The way we like to think of it is, if you go by a construction site on the side of the road and you see lots of building materials around, but there's no people in hard hats. Well, you've got the nutrition there, but you don't have the signaling or the redox to direct the use of that. So if you ever go by a construction site on a Sunday and wonder what your tax dollars are doing, well, there's lots of nutrition there, but there's no redox.
Gotcha.
And so, that's just one analogy. Or you're building a house, you have the nutritional building blocks of a home, but you don't have the foundation or the individuals there to put that all together.
So how does one's body lose the signaling? So as I would assume that we had the signaling.
Yes.
But over time, it goes away?
Yes, that's one reason. The math says that after age 12, people will lose about 10% per decade. So I'm 57 going on 58. I only have about 40 to 50% of this signaling that I used to make when I was seven.
Gotcha.
So what does a seven-year-old do? They run around all day. They might get banged up. They might break a bone. But they're going to see that their skin's going to repair quicker, their body's going to recover quicker, they're going to sleep better, they're going to wake up the next day ready to go. Whereas, we don't quite feel that way all the time. Mm-hmm. The other reason is that the body's under extreme stress. Extreme stress would require more work to try to manage that, which require more signaling to facilitate that, which would potentially create an imbalance in this messaging that's normally made in the body. It's made in the body when the body makes energy. So when a cell makes energy, it makes these signaling molecules, very small, tiny molecules that are easily absorbed. So they're not digested. They're absorbed into your tissues.
Okay.
And effect when they hit a cell, they essentially get into the cell and they're considered maybe a switch or a light switch to the cell, turning on the cell. And then that represents more of a cascading effect across the body, where it goes from cell to cell. Essentially, you're helping the first cell and it continues to move through. And we see benefits across all different areas, mostly resilience to stress, oxidative stress, mm-hmm. as well as the stressors that we're under that create immune system challenges.
So like aging.
Aging in general, yes, exactly. All kinds of stressors. And, you know, we know that people that, you know, lived or were born 100 years ago were under less stress earlier in life than we are. And that's compounded now. We have all this EMF. We have different things in our food supply and our water supply. We also have the things we ingest mentally all the time, which creates oxidative stress, you know, what's going on in the world, how it's presented, et cetera, et cetera. You know, all those things can add, you know, to our stress load. And if you can help the body identify that stress when it exists as a physical result, you've got a much better chance of dealing with it. And we have, like I said before, some amazing programming that can go to work if it just knows what, you know, what to do. They also did a genetic study in 2017, so about 6 years ago now, where they did a study that said, what is the effect of on genetic expression of using this technology?
Yeah.
And they found that the genetic expression of the people in the study increased significantly while using this. And then when they took them off of this technology, their genetic expression went back to what it was before. So it showed that essentially this was a way to turn on your genetics. And without it, your environment will bring you back to where you were before.
Interesting.
So it was a very elegant test, and it was a great test for us because, you know, we could talk about athletics, we could talk about what it can do for the skin, because there's a topical that gets on your skin and does great things for skin as well as underlying tissue, which could be a shoulder or a knee joint or whatever it is. But the we didn't really have a way to talk about health, because it's not a drug. We're not intending to treat, diagnose, prevent, cure anything.
Right.
We can talk about symptoms, but we couldn't really talk about much else because we didn't have a lot of science at the time. But we can talk about genetic pathways. We can talk about body systems. And that was the first piece of science that we really were able to grab onto and say, this technology will help improve your genetic expression, which is essentially the programming that keeps you healthy. Since then, there's been additional research that's come out that shows it does really well helping your body in its defense mechanisms, its antioxidant, you know, defenses and so forth. The signaling for that, not necessarily the antioxidant, but how to activate that function. So more research now, back then it was a big piece of the puzzle where we could actually point to something. And they actually put the genetic study results almost, you know, right on the back of the product, so that people could pick up the bottle and read it. So say, oh, this is what this can do. And of course, like anything else, there's a lot of people who love it. There are some people out there who, you know, are very skeptical of it, and that's fine. We have, you know, third party testing that shows this is what it is.
Yeah.
The biggest question we get is, isn't this just salt water? Well, it's made from salt water, saline solution, which is the same thing our cells make these tiny molecules from. But this biotech company has figured out how to take saline solution, put it through a multi-day process, biochemistry, to reformulate salt and water into a balanced mixture of this thing called redox. And it's been validated in numerous places by externals. We even have external universities now coming to the company and saying, can we do research on your product? Because we heard from a university over here who did a study, and they couldn't believe the study results, so they repeated it 12 times at their expense to make sure that the results were correct, because they didn't believe that this particular effect on the body could possibly come from a product like this.
Wow, that's significant.
So universities are all coming, you know, want to know now, what, you know, what is this? And for a long time, everyone was skeptical. No, that can't be true. It doesn't make sense. And now they're all starting to realize that It is true. It is what the company has said it has been, and it has the benefits. There is a what's called a mechanism of action, which is essentially a pathway that you could follow scientifically that would explain why people benefit the way they do. And we have testimonial after testimonial across a wide range of things. As I mentioned, health challenges, athletic performance and recovery, discomfort, those types of things, joints, muscles, and then aging and skin challenges, whether it's a skin repair issue or whether it's some type of skin issue.
Yeah, that's incredible. Incredible. You've told us so much information. And I know there's probably people listening just going, okay, I didn't get that, or I just want to rehear that. So for those listening, you can re-listen to this. Mm-hmm. But David, tell them the best way to get in touch with you to have further conversation or learn more. What would people do if they're interested at this point, just exploring it if they've never heard of it?
Sure. The best way would be to reach out to me and using a website. The website is www.teamgch. It stands for Team Global Cellular Health. So teamgch.com. Okay. And that'll redirect you to a page where you can send me a message or get a little bit more information about me and my background. And I'd love to have a conversation and provide a little context, a little background, and get you in touch with some more information. We use a lot of online resources, whether that be short videos that explain it and why people benefit, as well as short testimonials. And then we use a number of online forums for more stories and more information on what the potential is for these resources.
Yeah, fantastic. And any events or anything that you want to talk about or share? Or is that the best thing to?
Coming up in the new year, we'll have a number of events. Most of them are online at this point.
Okay.
If you're in the New Jersey area, we tend to have events as well and then move around. But there's often events across the country and across the world. So if you're looking to learn more, again, please reach out to me first and I'll get you in touch with some resources. And then if you want to attend something in person or something online, we'll make sure we get you that information as well.
Awesome. David, thank you so much for your time and wonderful explanation about the cellular health and how it's changed you and many, many people throughout the world.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come on your podcast.
You are welcome. All right, everyone. Thank you for being our listeners today. And you can join us or learn more about Six Figure Souls doing good and making money at soulprofessional.com. All of David's notes are in the bio. I'm sorry. All of David's bio and links are in our show notes. So you can do that if you're looking at this on YouTube. But if you're listening in your car, again, his name is David Stratansky. And the website is
teamgch.com. Yep.
Yeah. teamgch.com. So you can go and reach out, because I know a lot of you listen to this in your car. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, David. And we'll see you guys next week.